Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. And we are getting closer and closer to Christmas. And today we welcome Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver. Melody, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you and all your listeners.
Well, thank you. You know, I read somewhere yesterday that it was December 22nd, only two more days till the men start shopping.
Yes. How true that may be.
It is at my house.
You might want to include me on that list, too.
Well, you know, I can't really boast being ahead because I'm still shopping. I think I finished up last night except for the grocery shopping. And, you know, sometimes there are certain items, if you wait too long, you may be out of luck. And I was having trouble finding the pecans I needed last night. So.
That is true. That might be very well be true.
May have to do without pecans. We'll see. But
put enough butter in something and you won't even miss the pecans.
Oh, now you sound like my daughter-in-law. Just add more butter or more
just
cheese.
Add more
butter.
You're fine.
Well, we see how we cook. Anyway, so there's been a lot of things going on since you were on last. And I thought we would discuss some of them, but I thought I would let you know that Obama's had a Merry Christmas. There's a Florida, and they're going to rename their road that was Old Dixie Highway to Barack Obama Highway. So,
where is that? What state is that?
It's in Florida. It's in Florida. It's a little Florida town, and the city mayor there, Thomas Masters. And he's told the WPTV down there that their former name for the road was the symbolic of racism and symbolic of the Klan, and so they're changing it, and they're going to name it to Barack Obama.
You know what? What it really is amazing how some view him as someone, you know, because he was a black man, an African American who became president, that you know, that he'd done so much for you know, the African Americans, and it's like he's done far worse things in
yes.
this country. He is so divided. He has made racism far more deeper than I can, you know, than I can remember. He
well,
has done more harm to this country, and for, you know, it just surprises me that people don't see it. It baffles me.
They don't see a lot of things, and self included. There's things that I'm not seeing around either. But I do remember the civil rights movement and I wasn't there at the Civil War, but I do remember the civil rights movement and. I believe it's worse now than it even was then, and that really troubles me because the one thing that we're trying to do here on CSC Talk Radio is to pull us all together, because it doesn't matter who you are, where you are, what color you are, how tall, how fat, how short, how skinny, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you're an American citizen, and we need to all start acting like American citizens and stop worrying about our feelings. I saw this little funny with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And he's in a little sectioned off pen, and he says, "Well, they kept calling me names and wouldn't let me play in their games, and now I have my safe space." You know, we need to just start behaving ourselves, and so. Anyway, I thought I would share that with you.
Well, you said the key thing. We're Americans, and we should be citizens of the United States of America. But it's just not his agenda. It's been an agenda that's been in place for a long time, and that is exactly what they want. They want the division, but yet people are falling into it hook, line, and sinker. And, you know, it's... and I maybe it isn't as deep as what we see and so forth, you know, because when I go out and I visit areas and so forth, it really isn't like that. So,
well, you know, and here in Missouri, in Ferguson, how that escalated there. I've got a cousin that lives there, and she's getting up in years now, but she raised her entire family there. I mean, it's a nice community. It's not a horrible place to live like it was portrayed. And are there prejudices? Yes, there are. There's always going to be people with that. And we're never going to, you can't legislate it away. You can't do anything like that. It's an issue of the heart. And there are a lot of people with heart problems. That's just the way it is.
But, you know what? Not only did they take God out of everything that we are, schools, you know, everywhere, but they also took humor. And it's like no one can laugh anymore. I mean, I never thought Archie Bunker was a bad person. It was humor. It was funny. I'm Italian, so call me a WOP. Big deal. You know, get over it. You know,
oh, gosh.
You know, I mean, I never feel any hate at all. And, you know, so these people who create this hate, they're truly are the haters.
Well, they were talking about some of the ignorant outlandish lawsuits, and the one is with the Washington Redskins, that's offensive. Everybody's offended. We need to get over ourselves and get over those feelings. It's about rights, not feelings. And you're always going to have people, unfortunately, that are rude and that aren't kind and that are prejudiced. You're always going to have those. We can't get rid of them. But you can't remove the rights just to protect that, because it's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. But I don't know. It's just, it's amazing to me that, and even the just saying Merry Christmas, you know, that seems to be offensive to somebody. But they need to understand, you know, this is a Christian holiday, so deal with it. It's Merry Christmas.
And you know, and it's true that we continue to see all these people. You hear, you read, and it's just not on the mainstream media. You hear it, you know, locally if you listen. You know, where, you know, Christmas decorations are slowly disappearing. How many nativity sets have you seen on lawns this year? I mean, everything is just slowly and gradually just totally disappearing. And, folks, that's all by design.
Oh, yes. And by
design.
You know, it started before what I'm going to mention, but it really got kicked off whenever they took prayer out of school.
Yes.
When they took the prayer out of the school, and now they're even trying to take the Pledge of Allegiance out of school, the flags out of the school, everything to make it nothing, to remove who we are, remove all that is the United States of America.
And, when I went to a local high school band ceremony this week.
Oh, yeah.
Last week. And I mentioned this on my program. And they played the anthem in the beginning of the program, and I'm looking around for the flag, and there was no flag.
None.
You had the honor, the flag girls, but they were the colors of the school, and so there was no flag. And I mentioned it, and my cousin's on the school board. I says, "Well, why wasn't there a flag?" "Oh, well, they must have just forgot to bring it in," or. But it's just not, I don't believe that. I don't believe it was by accident left out. Because the first thing I would have done, if the anthem would have played and I realized we forgot the flag, I would have went and got it.
Well, you know, sometimes they have them.
I was shocked.
Sometimes
I was the only one who noticed and said anything.
Sometimes they have. So was anybody, did people stand? Did they put their hand over their heart? Did they even do that?
We stood, and there were some that had their hand over the heart, but I wasn't going to put my hand over the heart. There was nothing. There was no flag.
Well, it honors more than just that. We're going into a break, Melody. Your calls are welcome. We are going to get to work here real soon, because I want to talk about the Christmas present that our rogue Congress gave us with the omnibus bill. I can't even say it. Omnibus. We will be back. The number to call is 877-895-5410. You can visit Melody's website by going to dgscoins.com. That's dgscoins.com. And we will be right back.
call you a David. There are wolves, sheep, and sheepdog. And then there are shepherds. Just as young King David faced the impossible battle with the feared giant Goliath, we face giants today as well. Do we run or do we stand our ground? Our federal government is the epitome of corruption. Abuse of power and deceit have enslaved we the people. Property rights are non-existent. Gun owners are treated as terrorists. Citizens are plundered and reaped of rights and liberties. Is there a solution? Yes. You are the solution. You, the patriotic, the local peace officer, you, the elected official, the county sheriff. You must stand with faith, humility, and the strength of a warrior, as young David did. You are the solution. Order the book, Are You a David, by Sheriff Mack. Go to csctalkradio.com or send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Be a shepherd in your community. csctalkradio.com.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio. A Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty, Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
David Keithton, a patriot and good friend of CSC Talk Radio, has published a small booklet, A Constitutional Plan to Fix America. It says this will take 5 years with a market-based approach. Freedom, liberty, prosperity. David has kindly made these booklets available to Beth Ann so that she can bring them to you. To purchase 1 to 9 booklets, $3 each. To purchase 10 or more, $2 each. Shipping and handling included. Today, our nation faces the most difficult threat in over 200 years. The United States of America's very existence is in great danger. The wholesale destruction of our national currency and the standard of living, which all Americans have come to know, love, and unfortunately take for granted. Let's fix America. In ordering this booklet, you're also helping CSC Talk Radio. America working together to fix America and bring America home. Just $3 each. 10 or more, only $2 each. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 6501.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting with our good friend Melody Cederstrom. We're heading right into Christmas. We're just a couple of days from Christmas. And Melody and I both apparently are very slow at our shopping and our fixing and our baking and our, I don't even have everything decorated just yet. But for Christmas and for New Year's, I guess, the omnibus bill is what Congress decided to give us. Now, we weren't surprised, but I was pretty angry about it. But I wasn't surprised. I really expected them to do this. Didn't you, Melody?
It's shameful.
Absolutely. It's a slap in the American people's face.
It absolutely is.
And all while, the GOP cannot figure out why nobody's going after their candidates. Their candidate.
Yeah.
You know, and then they pull this. And then they make up all kinds of excuses. And I don't know if you've seen all that is in it, but I haven't read it. Gosh, I doubt they wrote it, the ones who voted for it. But here in this particular article that I have, these were some of the things. It's got higher spending in it. The war, I'm just going to name what they are, and then this particular article went into each one in detail, and I won't do that. I'm just going to go through this little list here. It says that the experts have combed through the bill's numerous provisions and have provided their analysts on several key issues below, and so we won't get into all the details, but it says higher spending, war count as slush fund, even higher spending with gimmicks, gotta have that higher spending every other one, sanctuary cities are spared, no additional assurances on vetting refugees, risk corridor bailouts avoided, Planned Parenthood affiliates still funded, failure to protect conscience rights, more bad than good in the energy provisions, and of course that's with the EPA thing, failure on WOTUS, the EPA water rule, funding barred for unrelated dietary guidelines. I had to kind of look that one up. I didn't know what they were talking about on that one, and it isn't good. Repeals mandatory country of origin labeling, which we have talked a lot about on this show. Small steps on school lunch funding. Congress is at it again with tax extenders. That's those temporary forever.
Permanent.
The temporarily permanent. And Obamacare taxes. So I was going to share with you what the dietary thing was. And that's coming out, you know, the USDA's got, just like every other department, they've got their nose in a lot of things. But in this particular one, I thought I marked it. Here it is. Yeah, the funding barred for unrelated dietary guidelines. And it talks about the school lunches. And, of course, we know what escalated with the school lunches in the last year and a half. Anyway, it goes into this, and it has to do with the agriculture, the Department of Agriculture, and how they put out the dietary guidelines of what they have deemed, you know, they used to have the pyramid, the food pyramid and all that, what they deem is good and bad, blah, blah, blah. It says the problem, though, and I'm just going to skip through most of this, is the last sentence in it. The problem, though, is that any new dietary guidelines, even if claimed to be based on nutritional and dietary factors alone, you're going to be surprised at this, will have no legitimacy because the process was dominated by environmental concerns, not dietary concerns. So, you know, climate change is affecting everything. But, you know, they've just done it again, and the spending just continues. They don't even pretend. I mean, yeah, they tried to tell us that they made compromises and they had to do this to do that. And they couldn't shut the government down because, you know, the world would just stop. It would stop spinning. The globe would stop spinning if we shut the government down. You and I both know that's not true.
Well, when Ryan got into his position, the one thing that he said was he didn't want it to interfere with his family function. So I figured this was something that he needed to get done before Christmas so that he could get home for the holidays. And so, yes, it was rammed through. I mean, they passed 2 years of budgets, and you know, they increased the debt ceiling. So all of this was just all a go. You know, it was just a formality. And but you have, you know, over 2,000 pages. It was pushed out Wednesday night. They had to vote on it by Thursday. You know darn well none of them read it, or if, you know, if they read half of it, they were only concerned in how it benefits them and their states. So, again, they were all bought and paid for. This was pushed through. And, you know, I was reading an article today where about, you know, Americans have less than $1,000 in their savings account. 21% don't even have a savings account. And, you know, why? And, you know, it comes back to jobs. There are just plain no jobs in this country. But yet, even in that same provision, in that funding bill, they increased the number of H-2B visas for foreign workers. You know, and these are the people, these are the foreign workers that work at hotels, golf courses, landscape restaurants, and so forth. Folks that, you know, that have a lower education would apply for. Now they get to compete with, I think it soars it from 66,000 to 250,000. So, you know, Obama's going to get them in here one way or another. And so, I mean, it's just, and you know what? There is no one even talking about it. It's like even the candidates.
The last debate they had, all they did was took
2.5 hours to talk about Muslims and ISIS. Not one of them has even mentioned this. One of them, I think I heard, say, yeah, it's a bad deal. Okay. And it's just shocking. But yet, this is why America's in the position that it's in. It's like everybody just turns a blind eye to everything. Congress just push it through. Nobody says anything. Nobody does anything. How many picks up the telephone? And, yeah, I'm guilty of it, too. I probably don't do it as often as I should. because I know life goes on and we get distracted and so forth.
Well, and you know, they do this on purpose, and they do it every year around Christmas time, and they do it on purpose. They had plenty of time all year long to deal with many of these issues, but it all comes down to the wire at the end of the year. And I am telling you, and I told my listeners last week, they didn't do this to avoid a shutdown. They didn't do this to please Obama. They did this to please themselves, because what they are is D.C. occupiers occupying offices and cutting deals. The deals that they signed with this omnibus bill, what they did pleased them. They were trying to please anyone else. They pleased themselves. And I believe that to be true. I don't think they were trying to avoid a veto. I don't think they were trying to avoid a shutdown. I think that was all just gum flapping. You know, they're just flapping their lips so that the American people, oh, okay, I understand. No, I'm done understanding. And, you know, the middle class is angry. We're the angry ones right now. We should be the ones out there protesting in the streets. Well, we do see them on the overpasses. But the middle class, they're the ones to get stuck with these bills. We're the ones who are losing our businesses because of all the restrictions and mandates and taxes and all those things that come down from the alphabet group in D.C. Those things are not constitutional. They're unconstitutional. They go against the American people. But I believe that they signed these bills, whether it's this one or any other, to please themselves. They're not trying to please Obama or avoid a shutdown or avoid a veto. I think they're doing it because they are D.C. occupiers.
Hey, you know what? The Veterans Affairs, Defense, Department of Justice, they all got huge increases, as did NASA. Well, isn't that timing interesting? So that NASA gets a huge increase just when the billionaire clubs talk about building and their little rockets so they can go live on Mars. So let the taxpayer help with NASA in conjunction with the billionaire club so they can, you know, be able to put as many more satellites and spaceships and rockets in the air. And, you know, I can only hope that they get to Mars so they can take the rest of the politicians with them.
I was going to say, can we just send Congress to Mars? Because they're pretty much there anyway.
Oh, jeez. I know. And see what you did for right before the holiday. You got me all fired up.
Well, you'll have to get yourself a little eggnog and calm down. Bake some cookies and get extra sugar in you, then you'll be all right.
The FBI. The FBI, almost $400 million, and you know they always go over budget. So, you know, $400 million, it'll probably be closer to $1 billion toward construction of a new FBI headquarters. What do they need a new headquarters for?
I have no clue.
You know, it's just like,
if they had to live like the rest of us, they'd be pretty sad, wouldn't it? If they had to kind of scrape by and live like the rest of us, turn the heat down so you could afford the bill. We're going into a break. I have a caller holding. Mike, if you will continue to hold, we'll be with you when we come back. The number to call is 877-895-5410. Melody's number to call for her in the office is 1-800-375-4188. And her website is dgscoins.com. And Melody and Beth Ann will be right back.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights. All packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers. We know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
Have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Melody, did you calm down over the commercial time? I mean, I've got you all riled up. Here's another thing to get you riled up. Sorry about that. Oh, no. We're going to go to Mike. Mike in Illinois. Mike, I apologize. How are you today?
You don't have to apologize. Beth, first, thank you and Melanie for everything you do. We appreciate it. You're doing more than probably most people in the country are doing. And your listeners, I'm sure, if they'll think about it for a second, should realize that ISIS, organized crime, corruption in government, the drug war, poverty, all of the problems we've got here in this country would not be going on unless they were being furthered and fostered by the powers that actually direct this country. It's time for Americans to get their backbone stiffened up and say, enough is enough. Let's go back to running under the Ten Commandments, and let's go back to running under the Constitution and the first 10 amendments to the Constitution. Let's put some morals and some ethics back into this country.
Amen.
And lastly, for those of you that are listening today, I'm sure this is the season of giving. And I'm sure most people out there have at least got a dollar and a half. I think it's 50, 55 cents for a stamp. put a dollar in the mail today to Beth Ann. Let's keep her on the radio. We've got a woman here that's reaching out. I know a little bit about her. She works very, very hard at this. She puts her entire heart and all of her energy into this. She does it at great personal expense. So let's help this woman out before they turn it off. I mean, let's not wait until after the house is burned down and say, yeah, the fire chief came by and told me about it, but I didn't think it would come to me. Let me tell you, from personal experience, but Beth, myself also, Beth has had a house burned down. I've had some personal tragedies, too. It can and it may happen to every one of us, and if the country continues along the line it's continuing, it's going to happen, and it's going to be very, very unpleasant. If you think you've had bad nightmares before, just let it keep running out of control down the hill. We're not in the toilet, we're in the sewer. Let's turn it around while it's still time to do it.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. I know you work awful hard. Appreciate it. And you and Mildred, Merry, Merry Christmas. Thank you very much.
A great Christmas and a great New Year's, and thanks for everything.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. You know, Melody, we've got some good fans out there that really, they love you. He loves you, and he sticks with me and helps me out every now and then. I'll tell you what, it's heartwarming. It really is. It brings tears to my eyes. It really is heartwarming to me.
It is. And you know, there's so many good people out there and that understand what's going on. And it can be difficult sometimes. And that's what we do too. And you know, I don't mean to pat myself on the back because I don't. But everything that we sell, a lot of that commission goes right back into these programs, mm-hmm. goes into our programs, it goes into other programs. We educate people, and that's one of the ways that we're going to turn things around.
I was talking to an organization yesterday, and I said, you know, one of the things I believe in doing is educate and activate, because the American people, they're discouraged, and I know that you feel that too. They're waking up, but they're going, what do I do next? You know, where they're overwhelmed, and it's just something that we've got to do. I kind of feel like I told somebody one time, and he put it in writing. He wrote an article about me. I got to feel like I'm the Donna Reed of the radio, because I just keep, you know, I'm small town gal, and I'm just pushing forth and trying to wake everybody up. And of course, she was a big actress, and everything came from a small town. I'm not big in any way, shape, size, or form, but I got some big ideas, and I really believe we can wake the people up. I really think we can.
I think so too, and it's a slow process. But you know, the powers to be, the elite, those behind the agenda, they're very patient. Look how long ago they've started all this. They learned how to do it. They've tried to do this throughout the history of the world and so forth. They tried to do it, and they were always pushed underground by religious groups and so forth, where they could never get their claws into things. And they've struck at a time and a period. They learned how to, where they could condition with the televisions, communications, technology, and so forth. This is their prime, and they're taking advantage of it. But they're very patient, and so we do have to do things. And I know it's difficult, because you try to talk to people and they look at you like you're from another planet. Well, you just have to. I don't believe in preaching, but I do believe in giving people things to read. And that's why newsletters are so important. You let people read, and you encourage them to read, and you help them understand as they read. Because, you know, hey, if somebody preaches to me, you have a tendency to tune them out and, you know, go the other direction. But if I read something, it sinks in.
You know, as in being a parent, raising the children that I did, you cannot let up. You want to. You want to say, you know what, I'm just going to take a break today. I'm tired of being the mom. I'm tired of doing all the correcting. I'm tired of doing all the nurturing. You know, you guys are on your own. But you can't do that. And it's the same thing with our liberty. We cannot take a break. And that's what we have got it. And I tell you what, I was watching Fox the other night. And I get upset with them. But Franklin Graham was on. And I need to try and get him on the air. I don't know if I can or not, but I'm going to try and get him on the air, because he was saying what I've been preaching here on the airways for a couple of, I don't know, 4 or 5 years now. But he was saying, we've got to get Christians involved. Even pastors, he said, start thinking about running for office. And he gives what he says here, and he talks about in your own communities, and that's what I've said. It's so important who your county sheriff is, who your county commissioner is, who's on your school board, who's your mayor, who's your alderman, who are running your community. And if you're not putting men and women of integrity and morals in place, then we're just going to continue this cycle of corruptness and evil that's coming out of D.C. and greed. And I thought, this man, he's preaching what I've been preaching. And of course, he went off on what happened with this omnibus bill. And he said it was as if Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid were still there in charge. And I agree with him 100%. And it is, when we say we're discouraged and we're overwhelmed, make it smaller. Take care of your community. Take care of your county, your city, your town. That's where we have to begin. And then it's not quite so overwhelming. Whether you run or you find somebody else that you know it would be good. I've kind of kidded around here about running for an office, and everybody said, oh, you need to do it. You need. I said, I don't have time. But I'm doing all that I can. But that's the attitude we shouldn't have. We need to have the attitudes of, I'm going to do what I can. Either run for office. And he's saying most people aren't, they don't want to do that. I know you and I don't want to do that. We don't want to run for office. That's like suicide, just about. Look what they're doing, and not that he doesn't deserve it sometimes, but look what they're doing to Donald Trump, just because they hate him. And this last thing that he came out, the word that he said, I'm not going to say it, I don't know what it means. I've never heard this word before, and they're making a huge deal out of it, and I'm assuming it was a slang that wasn't very kind, but I've never heard it before. I am so sheltered.
I didn't hear about that one.
Oh, I Googled it, and I still couldn't find out what it meant, other than it took me to a Democratic site where they were telling you what it meant, and they still didn't really define it. And it's like,
are you allowed to say it on the radio?
Well, he got in trouble. It's schlonged. I don't know if that's S-C-H-L-O-N-G-D-E-D. It's like, I've never heard of it before.
Oh, I have.
I have not. Okay, now I just said a dirty word. Thank you, Melody. We're going into a break. I want to talk about the feds raising the prices, and we're going to be into the last segment, too, and I know that you have some things to offer my listeners, so we're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. I apologize for using foul language. It's Melody's fault that I use that on the air. 877-895.
Holiday time, too.
Oh, yeah, make it worse. 877-895-5410. I'm so sheltered. 877-895-5410, and Melody and Beth Ann will clean it up and be right back.
Needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for LLL. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Get Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
DJ Hadley has been bringing us all home on the range for 25 years. She's celebrating with a special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Her 25th anniversary special includes a yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. This is the perfect 25th anniversary celebration, as well as great gift ideas. This package is only $40. A yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU. That's 1-800-726-4348. And tell them Beth Ann sent you.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I apologize for my foul language in the other segment. And like I said, I'm blaming it on Melody because she made me say it. I guess I should have
said it. It wasn't used in a foul manner. So
I've never even heard the word. Like I said, I've never heard it before. So anyway, that's no excuse. I wanted to talk to you a little bit before we give your package for the day to my listeners. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the Feds raising the interest rates last week. I have an article here that says that, you know, they really didn't do that. They really, we give them more credit than they deserve. They said some things, but they do control it. But they don't necessarily raise it and lower it and all that. But they do control it to some degree. But anyway, I was going to get your opinion on that. And now this one is, this article that I have is coming from the Daily Signal, which is Heritage Foundation. And they're not excusing them in any way, shape, size, or form. They were just saying that they don't really physically say, you know, click their fingers and say the interest rate will be X or Y or Z. But anyway, I wanted to get your opinion on what you think that's, what kind of a outcome are we going to see with that?
I mean, in some respect, they are correct. I mean, because we had the zero to a quarter point, now it's quarter point to, you know, half a point. So, you know, it's so minute. I think it was pretty much built into the markets already. It was already priced in. So I didn't think you would see a big deal. I think the big deal comes to next year and how frequently are they going to increase their rates. Now, I think the most disturbing thing that she said that you could take as, you know, pretty much where we're headed, is she had to raise them so she had some power. If we should head back into a recession, they would be able to address the problem. So to me, that's saying that they're looking for a recession in the very near future, and that she had to raise them so that she can lower them. I mean, it's,
that's kind of like the big sales at the stores. Kind of, you know, they raise the prices so they can give you a kick, you know, so they can show you a sale. When
so they can lower them, yeah. Uh-huh. And I mean, and even that logic, even her statement tells me that they don't have, they're just going by the seat of their pants.
Mm.
And the importance of the increase in the rates is to see what they do next year. I mean, certainly we all know by the increase of the rates, it's going to affect the amount of, it's, you know, what we owe in interest rates and so forth. And there's so many things that are tied to the rates.
Yes.
You know, you can talk about derivatives, but I think some of the big problems we've already have faced and, you know, what will be the true ripple down effect. I think the oil prices dropping as significantly as they did and as quickly as they did. You have a lot of these banks that are holding on to a lot of that debt, and they were told to increase their reserves in order to offset the defaults that will be coming from the oil sector. So I think we'll see that for next year, really, to where people will notice, and perhaps the banks will start feeling it on the default. I think the biggest mistake we make is when something happens, we all expect some sort of reaction immediately. And I think in today's markets where it's so manipulated, the true reactions just come later. We don't see the immediate effect, and which is even more dangerous because everybody thinks that things are going along just fine, and in reality, they are not. We have some serious problems, folks.
We do.
And I don't...
I want to real quickly go to the phone line. We have Laura from Missouri on the line. Laura, how are you today? Oh, we lost Laura. That's my fault. Go ahead, Melody. I apologize.
But we do. We have some serious problems in this country. And for folks who have their money in the stock markets, for people who do save, who can save, and even those who... you know, have a little bit of a hard time, you need to prepare for some sort of a financial reset. It's going to happen. The day of reckoning is coming. Ever since they created the Federal Reserve, ever since they took us off the gold standard, you can look back and see the timeline of all these changes, the changes in legislation, the changes in our monetary policy. It all leads up to today. There's just no accountability, and it's all part of the agenda and design. The only ones that are getting wealthy, you know who. And certainly it's not the citizens of this country. And people need to start saying, I'm sick and tired of it. But the one thing that you can do is protect yourself. And I get that people are taking advantage of the higher stock prices. They're taking advantage of the dividends that are being paid. I get all that. I understand that people's money is tied up in their 401s with their pension plans. But you have to take some action. You have to get the insurance on the home before it burns down, not afterwards. And that's exactly what gold is to the financial world and to your assets. It's the insurance policy. Don't get caught up in these analysts who think that because of the COMEX won't be able to, you know, supply the metal there to fill contracts. That's the reason you need to buy gold and silver. No, it isn't. That just helps the price. The reason you need to buy gold and silver is you buy it as the insurance policy. It is your protection against those things from happening. And so we'd be more than happy to help the folks. They just need to give us a call. We are on very limited hours this week for the holidays. And this week and next week, I have it posted on the message recorder. But if anybody wants to lock in prices, we are here to help you.
All right. Let's tell what the package is because we are almost out of time.
Well, I didn't put together a package today,
okay.
But
that's all right.
Because
they just need to give you a call.
We're on a limited time work schedule this week, but we'll be more than happy to adjust the prices. We have fractional pieces that are a little hard to find because the U.S. Mint Won't be releasing them until 2016. We have some beautiful AU $5 Liberty gold pieces. It's a steal at $350. We have those available. Silver Eagles, we're selling those until, you know, we can't get them from the mint anymore until the 2016s come out. But there's lots of products available for you. You just have to make the decision and position yourself.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate all that you do, and I appreciate what you do for us and for my listeners. I can't say that enough, Melody, that I do. A caller just asked a quick question, wants to know why it's so hard to get gold. And you got about 30 seconds to answer that.
It isn't hard to get gold.
It is not.
It is not. It's a very small market. If something major happens, yeah, it's going to be bought up in a flash. But in times like this, when there's pressure on gold and silver, it's not difficult to get product.
All right. Well, we're out of time. I appreciate it. You have a very Merry Christmas, and I won't
Merry
see you.
Christmas
I won't
to
see you.
You.
I won't talk to you till after the first part of the year. So Happy New Year to you too, Melody. And thank you for all that you do for CSE Talk Radio listeners and for CSE Talk Radio. It is our responsibility, listeners and Melody and Beth Ann, to come together and bring America home.
As we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on we'll conspire as we dream.
Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for LLL. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.